What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
A quick aside from the Pickens talk, and you can join in at 412-928-9370. Bob, two things regarding you. One.
What?
Limits and I may or may not have gotten a sneak preview on your bobblehead for the Washington Wild things yesterday. And two,
where did you get the sneak preview?
We're not giving away any information.
No, we can't, Bob. No. Not allowed.
I think you're going to love it. They're waiting for you to decide the date.
We'll find out on May 14th. The Steelers draft or the Steelers selection show, or the Steelers schedule show comes out, and yeah, we'll know then.
And then you'll choose.
I have to make sure it's available.
So. Right. We're going to take batting practice that night. You and I may sing the national anthem together. I'm going to perform in the seventh inning.
Please. That's a call-in sick day.
I'll be playing on my clarinet.
I'm not going to go down there.
And Limits will play his clarinet for take me out to the ball
my
game,
my fourth
Bob.
Grade no, clarinet
we're not
performance.
Gonna do that.
Live from a rock box in center field. He's going to do that.
That's right.
And the other thing, Bob, I really do think you're going to like it. It's really cool. I mean, he has a bobblehead, Limits. We're in the midst of a true bobblehead. This is
a
incredible.
Bobblehead, yes. That's been my joke that Joe never picked up on for a while.
No, I've always picked up on it.
You just didn't think it was funny.
No.
No what?
It wasn't funny.
But are you proud to be a bobblehead?
I mean, yeah, I'm honored that they would want me to have a bobblehead. Yes.
Do you want little secrets about what it looks like? Little clues or no?
Are you going to tell me how I'm dressed?
No, that's the biggest one. I can't.
You can't.
Limits, neither can you, right?
I will not.
Yeah, Tony from the Wild Thing swore us to secrecy. I think we.
Oh, now you told Bob who has told us about the bobblehead.
Yeah, so now I know who to contact. I think we've information.
Already gone too far, haven't we?
Yes.
Meantime, Bob, I think, played Oakmont yesterday, did you not? And so did Malzi, and he struggled mightily.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Rich Walsh and I were on a team together, and it was a great day, a very informative day about what's coming up there. They had all the USGA officials there. It was the, quote, media day. And so they bring in a lot of people to talk about what their plans are. And man, it's pretty amazing where this thing has come from since, you know, 1983 it was here, 94, 07, and 16. And if you look at the before pictures and the after pictures, it's unbelievable the changes and just how things have technologically advanced in the game of golf. So
what stands out as the predominant feature of that course as we head into the U.S. Open?
To me, it's going to be the rough. As much as I say greens, because they're always fast there, but the rough, because it's 5 inches. It's not going to be a graduated situation as it was in the past. If you get into the rough just barely, you're still going to have to deal with some mangy conditions. It's really hard to hit out of there. You know, your club turns in your hand, Joe, you know. But they're playing it at 7,327 yards. It's a par 70.
Holy horse follicles.
So there's very little room for error there. So if it's dry, scores are going to be high. If it's wet like it's been, you can see some really good scores.
Meantime, the big news of the day broke this morning before the show. George Pickens on his way to Dallas. We have a difference of opinion here. Bob thinks that Pickens would have perked up and seen the money at the end of the tunnel. Forget about the light. He would have seen the money. I think, as I mentioned, that when someone tells you who they are, believe them. And I think the Steelers finally believed it. I think it's addition by subtraction. Do we believe that the receiver room is what it needs to be? Limits? Do you?
No. No, I mean, like, I'm okay with them trading Pickens because, like you, I think it's an addition by subtraction in some regards. And it would also not surprise me if they let Aaron Rodgers know about this beforehand. Like, even though he's not signed yet, I'm sure they talked to Aaron and discussed this with Aaron before. Like, at least that would make sense for me. But no, I do think that...
Wait, what?
I feel like trading George Pickens is something that they ran by Aaron Rodgers. Like, hey, we're going to do
this.
He's
not even on the team. Yeah,
don't you think that they're just assuming that Aaron Rodgers is going to be on their team?
I don't think so. Yeah, but I don't think they would... What is
if
he
they're
going
to start to kowtow to this guy before he even commits to them.
That would just embolden him to do more crap. No, I think that's not.
I'm not saying that they're asking Aaron Rodgers for approval, but I'm sure that they at least gave him a heads up before the deal went down. Hey, we're trading Pickens just to let you know.
I don't, but go ahead.
Okay. No, I do not think that the wide receiver room is still where it needs to be. I thought they needed to draft a wide receiver, and when they ultimately did not trade Pickens in the draft, I thought, okay, they're just going to keep him and go into camp with him, and there won't be a deal. But now that they didn't draft the receiver but still traded Pickens, I'm a little curious as to what their plan was.
Okay, so I'll ask you the same thing I asked Bob, and this is out of genuine curiosity, and I think this becomes a bigger story now. If they had taken Roman Wilson out of Michigan in the third round this year, would you feel differently? Would you be happy then and said, all right, well, they have Metcalf, they have Austin who took a step forward. They brought in a vet and Robert Woods for depth, and now they have this kid from Michigan. In other words, the question becomes, Bob and Limits, have we all completely soured on Roman Wilson before he's ever taken a snap here because of what Bob Labriola wrote that he couldn't he didn't really get a hold of the offense? Is that it for him? Before he ever takes
a
snap.
No, but you have to entertain there's uncertainty because you just haven't seen anything.
Well, there would be if they had taken a receiver in the third round this year,
maybe,
too.
Maybe, maybe not. You know,
well, there's always uncertainty.
Yeah, but, I mean, no, I don't. If they had drafted a wide receiver this year, in addition to having Roman Wilson, I would have felt better.
In addition to Wilson, okay, because I was going to say they essentially did draft a receiver this year. His name is Roman Wilson.
On top of him, they would have drafted somebody else.
How concerned are you about Roman Wilson and why, if you have great concern?
My concern is just getting over injury and adapting to what is the NFL. It's not easy for a lot of positions, including that. So I don't know yet. I don't know enough about whether or not he is up to that challenge. We'll find out.
Sure. But again, you'd say the same thing if they took him this year in the third this year in the third round.
But in addition to having Roman Wilson, I want my point is it's not deep enough, the wide receiver room. And without George Pickens, it's not deep enough.
Are you sure that they have the kind of passing game that's going to require great depth among the receivers?
Well, I think if you bring in DK Metcalf, you're talking about a guy who's really good at what he does, can go down the field deep. And if you have another guy opposite him who – this is my whole theory about the way this went. I thought if Metcalf takes pressure away from Pickens, Pickens should perk up and say, this is good for me because he's going to get the double teams that I used to get. I'm going to be open. I have money at the end of this. Again, like you, he's a dangerous man with some money in his pocket, but you got to have money in your pocket. And the only way you get it is you put up a big year. You have to put up a big year. And that was the pathway for him to get what he wants.
Yeah.
Maybe not here, but someplace else.
Yeah.
If he has a bad year, don't you think at the end of it he's going to look back? And listen, you have to make choices in life, and there are consequences with every choice. His choice has to be, I need to go in there, just do my job, be a good teammate, and put up numbers. And if I do, I'm good. And then you can do whatever you want.
Right. But we're talking about George Pickens. He's gone now. So the question is, this receiver room, does Arthur Smith run the kind of offense where he needs two star receivers? He can't even take advantage of one.
See,
they want to have a ball control, running game, low mistake type of offense. And you know what? They're even going to want that with Aaron Rodgers. This notion that Aaron Rodgers is going to have freedoms that Ben Blanken Roethlisberger didn't have and Russell Hall of Famer Wilson didn't have, and I'm not saying he was still a Hall of Famer, both of them in their late stages. However, you thought the one thing where they would have freedom with and that they'd be really good at is guile and standing at the line and changing calls and running their own offense. Tomlin put the handcuffs on both of those guys. He's going to let Aaron come and just wing it and do whatever he wants? I don't think so.
It would definitely show a sign of desperation on their part, and haven't they shown that desperation in waiting for Rodgers anyway? I'm with Bob on the fact that I still would have drafted a wide receiver even knowing that Roman Wilson is on your roster, especially with the uncertainty that Pickens brought.
Where would you have drafted one?
Third round. I mean, ideally, in a perfect world, they would have gotten this deal done with Dallas during the draft,
so
acquired a Cowboy third-round pick, and then picked a receiver.
So all of a sudden, having a third-round receiver, you guys would be saying today, now I feel pretty good about trading Pickens because they drafted a guy in the third round?
No, I feel pretty good about Caleb Johnson in the third round.
You would have understood it.
Bob, I understand it based on one thing. This guy is an implosion waiting to happen based on his entire career here and the circumstances this year. You talk about, well, it's time to grow up and see that there's money. Yeah, the other side of that is he's never faced circumstances where they took his job and his money away. They told him, you're not our guy anymore. DK Metcalf's our number one receiver, and the money that you were going to get, he's getting. The notion that George Pickens seeing a contract at the end of the tunnel would have superseded that, I just think is illogical based on everything I've seen from that guy.
Well, I'm just banking on the fact that in 1 year that he could have changed or put in the back his attitude, all the stuff that people didn't want to see. Just forget about that. Move forward. It's a clean year. You got another guy opposite you who makes your job. It's about how you view stuff. Everybody has choices to make about how they conduct their business. He should have understood that. And if he's still going to be in the same boat in Dallas, we'll have a lot of information as this year goes on about how he's reacting down there.
Yeah.
And if it's the same as here, and if there are problems, we'll find out.
And what's your bet?
My bet is he's going to have a good year. My bet is he's going to have a good year.
And be professional.
I think because he needs to have a good year, he will, yes, tone all that stuff down, be a better teammate. And that is a leap of faith. I get it. But I've seen guys who step up in their final year and know what's at stake. And even those who have, questionable pasts, they step up. Some don't. Some mess out on it. And then they never get it back. And then they spend the rest of their lives saying, what did I do to myself?
Yeah. 928-9370. NFL strength of schedule is out based on last year's opponents. Where do you think the Steelers rank in terms of schedule strength this year, Limits? I can tell you that the most difficult schedule, right now anyway, in the league is the Detroit Lions, followed by the Baltimore Ravens, Bob. Hmm. Where do the Steelers rank in terms of strength of schedule? Limits?
I'm going to say they're top 10.
Wrong. Bob?
No.
Wrong.
Wait a minute.
Why are you saying wrong? We're not even giving us a chance to answer.
You're asking me where their schedule falls in terms of
strength of schedule.
So, in other words, the lower down, the easier schedule?
No.
No. Okay, so the higher.
The highest one is the Lions. They have the hardest schedule. Then the Ravens, et cetera. Where do we get to the Steelers?
Middle of the pack.
Give me a number.
13.
Wrong. 19.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities. and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
Okay.
412.
So it's easy.
So they have an easier schedule than last year.
Right now, a lot of things can change.
Schedules look differently from time to time, you know.
I thought it was an interesting tidbit. Perhaps I was wrong.
No, it was interesting, except your quick, snappy attitude with us. We give you an answer, we get snapped.
Snappy attitude.
Who has the easiest schedule in the NFL limits?
The Jacksonville Jaguars.
Cleveland Browns.
Wrong. Carolina Panthers.
Yeah, Carolina Panthers.
Who has the second hardest schedule in the division behind the Ravens limits?
The Cincinnati
Wrong.
Bengals.
Steelers.
Yes, you're right. The Bengals.
Oh, but yeah, you said
wrong
before I even had a chance to answer. Wrong.
Where are the Browns
snappy
on this
Joe.
List?
That's what snappy. He's snapping.
26?
Snappy Starkey.
What if the Browns, look at this. They have games against Vegas, Jets.
Who do you think will emerge as their quarterback? It is. I've never seen a four-person maybe competition, but you may see that this year.
Joe Flacco.
See, I thought that originally. I'm more deferring now to Kenny Pickett.
I think Kenny Pickett might not even see the light of day. He may be gone in training camp, Bob. The Steelers can reclaim him.
So why did they draft Dylan Gabriel then?
Isn't that a great question? Because that was before the owner ordered them to draft Shador Sanders,
and this is after
in my
they
opinion.
Traded for Pickett and brought in Flacco.
We looked this up. Were you here last week? When we came up with limits, found it, that no team in NFL history, and I wondered this the second it happened, had ever taken quarterbacks in the third and fifth rounds until this happened.
Yeah, I still have the vision in my head of those guys clapping less than enthusiastically.
Like hostages, yeah. Yes. Blink if you need help, Andrew Berry and poor Kevin Stefanski. That's all I can say. All right, limits to the lines for Pickens. Wrong.
All right, Joe. Let's go to Dallas, where a man named James is a Steeler fan living in Dallas.
Oh, that's an interesting combination, James. I'm anxious to hear your take on this.
And the reaction in Dallas. Hello, James.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good.
Yes, we moved. Avid Pittsburgh fan, born and raised in Pittsburgh. We moved down here in Dallas. 2018. I have a lot of Dallas Cowboys fans, friends that I talk to, and just listening to what happened this morning, listening to the radio station, the vibe here, down here is they love the trade. The radio station is lit. They're just full of like just happiness that they have CeeDee Lamb as their number one, and now they're number two with George Pickens. I just don't get what Pittsburgh is doing with, one, the draft with Shador, two, the now George Pickens, three, Aaron Rodgers is a question mark. What are we doing?
Two of those three, certainly the last one, I agree 100%. It's very easy to decipher what they're doing with George Pickens. He has imploded multiple times here. He's quit multiple times here. He's made an ass of himself multiple times here, and they don't want any more of it, and they consider it addition by subtraction. And my feeling is that Dallas is about to find out the same thing.
That may be true, but what is our backup to losing George Pickens? Who do we have as a second?
Well, that's it. That's just the question right now. Is it
probably Calvin Austin?
Calvin
right
Austin
now?
Has earned it, probably. But I mean, that's still I keep going back to it's a position that needs help. It is not deep enough for me.
We appreciate the call. Next.
Let's go to JJ in the car.
Hey, JJ.
Hi, guys. I'd like to talk about several things. I hope you give me a chance here. First, just a trade. I wish they would have held out for at least the number two. Somebody's going to get hurt in preseason or training camp or in a game. They could have got a number two for that.
Well, that's an interesting point that you let off with. What does it tell you about the league's attitude toward George Pickens that they couldn't even get a second round pick for him?
Well, yeah, he has problems, but somebody's going to need. What if a star receiver goes down on a good team? They're going to need one. So I'm sure you could get a number two for it.
Well, no, they couldn't get a number two. They held out this long.
No, but
what?
You know, after training camp this year, this season.
Oh, maybe. Maybe.
I mean, somebody's going to need one, so they should have just held on to him. And I'd like to say one thing about Will Howard in defense of, like, Austin, too. I guess there was something yesterday about, he said something. Howard outplayed Allard. He outplayed every quarterback in the playoffs there. And he won a title at Kansas State.
So you're defending Will Howard. Limits ripped him yesterday, and then the texters piled on Limits. So you're not defending Limits. You're disagreeing with him.
Oh, he ripped him. I didn't hear the show. I thought he was sick.
Yes. Yeah. Bob, were you here for the texters piling on Limits yesterday?
No, tell me.
It was in Limits. Would you like to share the story?
Yeah, I'll share the story. I said that, you know, I think Will Howard, as a six-round pick, we shouldn't put a lot of stock into him potentially being a starting quarterback in this league.
Oh, I'll jump in, Bob. And I said, but do you at least have an open mind? And he said no. And then the texters came in and said, Limits, you're a Penn State fan. You want Drew Aller to be the Steelers guy next year. And that's why you're ripping Will Howard. And you know what? Is this guy still here?
Yeah, he's still here.
What's his name?
JJ.
JJ, I agree with the texters. I love Limits. I love him to death. He's a wonderful man, growing up by the day. But I think he has a little bit of Drew Aller bias here.
Yeah,
he wants Drew Aller to be the guy. You've made that clear.
Because you really think that if Will Howard couldn't be the Steelers' starting quarterback and, like, take them to the promised land, that would just make me angry? Of course, if that happens, I'd be very happy about it.
You're moving the goalpost limits. The question was, do you have an open mind?
I'd rather have Howard than Drew Aller.
What?
If you watch, I'd rather have Howard than Drew Aller.
Bob, do you agree? Bob, you didn't know Henry Ellard. You didn't know Henry Ellard had a kid in the NFL. Would you rather have Ellard or?
No, I know what he's trying to say. Yeah. I would say Howard put up a lot of good performances in big time games, and I think there's value in that. So
wait a second.
That takes
would
him,
you rather
know.
Have Howard or Drew Aller?
Howard.
Oh my gosh!
What,
you have to be? Kidding
I am not.
Me.
I'm not sold on Drew Aller. Or Drew Aller, either.
All right, Bob. If Drew Aller,
this is a newsflash.
I am not. I am not ready to put him. All these quarterbacks have questions. I have no idea.
If I told you, you have a franchise,
and you, I'm not taking him.
And I'm offering you one of two quarterbacks to move forward with into the future. And I'm not sold on Drew Aller either. Believe me, especially as the top overall pick.
Because I don't know. I don't know.
And I gave you two choices. Will Howard and Drew Aller. You would take Will Howard as your guy.
Yeah, I would.
That is an absolutely ridiculous take.
Holy horse follicles.
I'm not.
My hand is superseding the George Pickens trade.
If he has an unbelievable year and he'll move up, okay, fine. I mean, things change. Based on what I've watched right now, I'm going to go with Howard.
Holy bird biscuits. This is bigger news than the Pickens trade.
Well, first of all,
I'm flabbergasted.
Did you watch
here.
The Michigan game, Bob?
Did you watch the playoffs as they unfolded and what he did and
he
some of the passes he made
in
and some of the tight windows he faced?
The overall body of work that he played, though, especially in that regular season, yes, he got hot in the playoffs and he showed some very good things, and I give him full credit for that. He, over the course of the regular season, was not a guy where I thought, I really want my
you
team to
You love Jackson
him.
Dart. Did you watch him in the Florida game in the most consequential games? You still love him, right?
He got drafted in the first round. The other guy went in the sixth.
Guess what? That doesn't make it right. We'll find out. And I'm not projecting that Howard is going to be – I think both quarterbacks are not going to be franchise quarterbacks, for the record. I don't think these guys – I think there's – it takes a very special person to do it. And I don't see those qualities. I think they can be on teams and, you know, helpful. Franchise quarterbacks, I have doubts because it's so difficult to attain it.
Holy ostrich milk. I don't. And what did you think of Limit saying your take is ridiculous?
He's entitled to his own opinion.
I love you, Bob, but I cannot believe you think that.
Bob,
I'm just not.
Them are fighting words from Limits.
Drew Aller is a good quarterback, but I'm not, unless I see a whole different Drew Aller this year, and I'm talking about big numbers, you know. And then he's the reason why Penn State takes him.
Limits, if you told me that a football topic would take precedent over the Pickens trade today, I would have said you were out of your mind. I'm not sure we shouldn't take calls on this.
Well, the texters are again.
What are they
continuing
saying?
To pile on me?
What
like
are they saying?
Like I'm in the mud.
Well, no. Now,
why
Bob. Now
it?
Bob has become the story. Not
no,
you.
I'm not, I'm, you.
What
asked
are they
me,
saying?
What is wrong with you? Asking me a question. That's my answer.
I love your answer.
You don't know either.
I don't.
You think Jackson Dart's going to be a Hall of Famer?
No, I never said that.
I know. I'm just saying. But you have high expectations for him, right?
No, Bob. You're an influential voice in town.
I'm not trying to influence anything.
You're the most influential voice in town, and I just asked you if you could start a franchise with Will Howard or Drew Aller.
I'll
take Howard. And you might be right, by the way.
I think it's a hell of a take. I saw what I saw in those playoff games, and it really impressed me. I didn't have that opinion of him before the playoff games.
You know who else played great in the playoffs? JT Barrett. Cardale Jones win a national championship?
He's taking sarcastic shots at you, Bob.
Did I ever say anything about those two?
No, but
Cardale Jones.
I thought Cardale Jones was
one of the worst picks ever.
Yes.
So, but no.
Will Howard is a six-round pick. Why are we trying to make this guy out to be the second coming of Tom
Brady? Your thing for Drew Aller started even last year. You thought he was going to be something that...
I'm not even 100% sold that Drew Aller is going to be a franchise quarterback. I want to see what he can do in his senior year.
So do
I. Over Will Howard over last year?
No. I saw what I saw in the playoff. It impressed me. That's all I'm saying. I have to see that from Drew Aller. I haven't seen that yet.
I was impressed by some of the things Will Howard did, too.
They have two very good running backs last year, and they largely rode those guys more than anything else. And yes, Tyler Warren was a good – and that was it. But they rode those running backs more so than they put the emphasis on the quarterback. I thought in the Ohio State run-up and championship game that Howard had some significant throws at big times that made a big difference.
So should Travion Henderson and Judkins, who are both second-round picks – not be factored into that as well?
No, that's fine. But I'm looking at the throws made in those games. They impressed me. I think when you try to analyze whether a quarterback can make tight window throws, I saw them in many of those games, and that influenced me.
One final thing. Look, Aller has, in big games, not done good enough. I will flat out admit it 1,000%. I've been at a lot of those big games where he has, at times, choked, might be a little bit too far, but has not come up big enough. He needs to take considerable steps, but I think he's got a chance to do it.
Sure, he has a chance. Everybody has a chance, and Howard will have a chance. What he does with it, who knows?
This is the take of the century, and you can weigh in. 412,
this is good radio, Bob.
Maybe the millennium.
It's just maybe all of human history, Bob. It's just what I think, what I saw from Howard. That's all. I was very impressed with him.
Do you think they had talk radio or some version of it in, say, the Paleolithic era with cave people running around, Bob?
With megaphones. And so they did it.
Something on a tablet.
They'd all gather around the fire late at night and argue back and forth.
I think this is one of the biggest takes in human history. I do, at least as far as sports talk goes.
You guys.
So we'll have to see what the populace has to say.
You take it to levels that are unnecessary to go to.
No, I think this is fantastic.
All right, I'm going to put a poll out right now. You can vote on my Twitter, Austin Arbechtold.
And I promise you that because the Steelers took Will Howard, that people will, and because it's a, you know, it's not a Penn State town, although there's plenty of alums here. In fact, it's largely an anti-Penn State town because it's a Pitt town.
Well, yeah, Allegheny County has the most Penn State grads of any in the entire state.
Yeah, they have a lot. But I'm going to guarantee you that if you phrase it this way, you're starting a franchise tomorrow, which quarterback would you take, Aller or Will Howard, that Will Howard will win that poll?
Probably.
And I'll retweet it.
Probably.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Fridman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like it just gave us a feeling.
A 3-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.